time to get up, get out of bed. Fill your cup and get ahead with WKGN. 1-3-4-0.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To the end zone and caught for the touchdown, McCoy. Milton to Brew McCoy. Milton gonna take a shot wide open and just strut in is Keaton. Joe Milton does it again.
Best formation football there is. And that feeling for Josh Heupel. The Tennessee Volunteers are the champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl. And Joe Milton has got to feel great.
Rick Barnes, Bill Self shake hands. Tennessee, they're your champs. The Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis goes to the Volunteers. And they were the bad boys from the jump in this one.
That's an interesting question. Oh,
this is a moonshot. Wake up, squirrels. You got a visitor. Into the trees.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
Cause if friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, a Fan Run Radio.
Thank you.
Happy Wednesday to you.
And you as well.
Mm-hmm. That's Houston Kress. I'm Nate Hodges. Got Adam Hickman on the board. Intern Brett's on vacation. Mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
Hey, we're halfway to the weekend, boys.
Good. This week's really dragging on, you know?
Yeah. You know it. Oh, man. Well, we got our destination, our ticket punch, so to speak.
I'm so mad.
What are you mad about?
I had the ending of Succession spoiled by the official Twitter account. What are they doing? Why?
I mean, that really does suck for you, Kress. And
like, what are they doing? Bad. Why would you tweet out anything?
I wanted to spoil it for you.
Just say, what an ending. Wow. Watch all episodes now.
Yeah, I saw a tweet by them right after. It was just one of the characters kind of just looking off into the distance. Like, and it didn't say anything about the character. It was just a picture. And I was like, that's a smart way to do it because you don't know if that character is, you like, I mean, I guess maybe you could read way into it and assume that at least that character's not dead or something. But other than that, like, I feel like that was okay. But I had not seen this tweet that you were talking about where it essentially tells you who succeeds. Secedes. Not secedes. That's not right. That's, never mind.
Successes.
It'd be hard to interpret the tweet any other way. It literally has their name, comma, CEO. So,
and then a picture.
Yeah.
Ruined it.
Brutal. Because the finale was executed perfectly.
It was good. It was good. It's a good show. They
so you both approved?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it. Maybe our standards dropped after Game of Thrones, like, pulled
the long
Celtics.
Con, yeah.
Can we say that now? Pulled the Celtics.
Ooh, no, you cannot.
What do you think, Hickman? Can we say pull the Celtics?
No.
But I don't know. Maybe our threshold for success is a little lower. But it was fine. It was good.
Like this is a hot take, but I think Succession just as good as Game of Thrones, maybe. Especially in the regard of getting better as you go and not just falling off that cliff for the final couple of seasons.
Hard to compare the two shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really impossible, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they doing? I just went and looked at it. I mean, that's...
Like, what is that? Unbelievable.
If you got it spoiled, I might as well spoil it for the rest of people.
No. You better not. No, you will not.
Just stay off Twitter, you know, until you're done watching the entire series. That'd be fun.
Oh, dude, it's even worse than that. They even have like a little video clip.
I know.
A different tweet.
Yeah, the GIF, the GIF page.
Yeah.
Succession GIFs.
Oh, no, this is on their main account.
Just crazy. But anyway, yes, Tennessee headed to Clemson, South Carolina to face the 4 overall seed Tigers. I thought we were like penciled into the 16. Like, what happened here?
Yeah, I thought we were going to go get Indiana State or something. I thought the RPI, and then all the D1 baseball guys are complaining about the RPI and how they use the RPI too much. I thought we had a decent RPI.
20th.
Okay.
I believe.
And we got the 27th slot?
Yeah, something like that.
Am I doing my math right? Worse than that.
Didn't Clemson finish 30th fourth spot in the country?
Well, they're the number 4 seed.
But I thought they were like top 4 to end the season as well in the D1 baseball poll and all that.
And maybe part of it's just that we had to get bumped down because there's so many SEC teams.
Yeah.
You know, is the most SEC teams to be host, I think, ever.
According to D1 Baseball, they have Clemson third.
Great. Just
Wake Forest, Florida at 2, Clemson 3, Vanderbilt, who did win the SEC tournament. Arkansas 5, just do SEC teams for now. LSU 7. Let's see. Auburn at 20, Tennessee 21, Alabama 22. A&M sneaks in to the 25 spot. Texas, West Virginia, Boston College, and Kentucky drop out. I have a question.
Yeah.
If we win this regional, do we steal the super?
No.
Okay. We sure?
I'm not sure, but I didn't think so.
It's possible, though, right?
If we win ours and Auburn loses theirs, then we would. Well, no, I guess we wouldn't. Now that we're up against the 4, wouldn't it go to Southern Miss? Isn't Southern Miss a better team than Tennessee in the bracket?
I don't know.
Because Auburn's at 13, Clemson's
the 4.
Well,
that's what I was saying. I don't know if it matters more who you beat. Because obviously if Clemson wins, they're guaranteed a super. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you...
If Clemson loses, it feels like Auburn wins.
Yeah, if you win that regional, it feels like you should kind of jump in the rankings as far as who hosts the super. But I don't know.
I mean, we're probably not getting to that point anyways.
I feel like we went over this last year.
Bub. Easy.
But maybe it didn't happen in any of the...
We didn't have to worry about it last year. We're the overall one seed.
I know we didn't. I just mean in other parts of the bracket. I don't know. Somebody knows this. They'll let us know.
I don't like it one bit.
What don't you like?
But I mean, theoretically,
postseason baseball, you're out on postseason baseball. The guy who just whines and complains about getting to the postseason. Now that we're here, you don't like it?
Auburn is one spot ahead of us in the D1 baseball rankings.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the 13th seed, and we're 30th or whatever.
Yeah,
but they're RPI, though, I guess. every team that was in the top 16 host schools?
It was all but one, wasn't it?
Yeah, every team but one 16 teams host, right?
Uh-huh.
15 of the 16 host schools were RPI top 16.
Auburn's one spot ahead of us.
Auburn's 19 in the RPI.
I was going to say, yeah, they're one spot ahead of us in the RPI also.
So they didn't use RPI with Tennessee.
No.
Well, you know why Auburn got in, even though they weren't top 16 RPI? Their AD's on the freaking board.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. He's like the chairman.
Yeah.
Or something.
All right, guys, I'll leave the room as you slot these Tigers.
Wink, wink. Yeah, Wake Forest, number one in the RPI, number one in the overall rankings. Kentucky, Arkansas, Florida, LSU, round out your top five. Clemson is sixth in the RPI, Vanderbilt seven, South Carolina eight, Indiana State nine. Maybe it's a good thing we didn't go to Terre Haute. And then Virginia at 10.
Yeah, South Carolina got the host, which all the baseball experts said that's stupid, but it's because they're got a good RPI. Same thing with Kentucky.
Yeah, have you seen what's neither going on in Lexington, though?
That is a story I wanted to get into.
I mean, it's literally against the rules. You have to have at least three hotels available on or around campus to host. And Kentucky has zero because of this country music festival that's going on. So they're making the other teams stay in the dorm and charging them $185 a night.
Have you seen the lineup at that festival, though?
No.
Absolutely stat.
Of course, that would be Hickman's take.
I got some buddies going.
Yeah?
Tyler Childers, Zach Bryan, Charlie Crockett. Weezer's going to be there.
That's a weird – for a country music festival?
It's literally like all these new great young guys in country music and then Weezer.
And Weezer, okay. All right. No wonder Kentucky's packed with folks. Just all the state championships are there too, same week apparently, you know.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I love Matt.
They had to move it from.
I love Matt Jones like justifying why. I was like, okay, your city doesn't have enough. What?
I guess it was just bad timing, kind of the perfect storm of stuff going on. But yeah, didn't they have to move like the state championship baseball game from?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they were going to play at Kentucky, and then they had to move it to some minor league park or something. I think I read that.
Am I crazy? Like, Lexington and Knoxville are similar. Have we ever had a situation like that?
No. Which is weird, because I, for a long time, I did not
think we just have plenty of hotels, like, way out west that aren't really, don't apply to, like, downtown
stuff? Yeah, probably,
stuff,
yeah.
And, like, maybe
like
we
Campbell
just have more,
Station.
We just have more sections of town.
Yeah. You go stay off Merchants.
But isn't Lexington, I mean, does Lexington not have those types of things?
They have a lot of barns. Or we could have rented some stalls.
How big is this music? Like, how many people are coming in for this music?
Let's see.
We talked about, we've had Booms Day on a football weekend. I'm sure there were some other, few other things going on. Like, I hate to say this, but
it's called the Railbird.
In the grand scheme of things, a baseball regional is not that many people.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean,
oh, one of the Mumford brothers will be there.
Does it say how many people they're expecting?
Sheryl Crow.
It's a weird one, too. Oh, Nickel Creek. Oh, Ricky Skaggs. Wow. Pretty good list.
What's it called?
Railbird.
The Railbird Festival.
The infield at Red Mile, Lexington, Kentucky, June 3rd and 4th.
I mean, the guys I'd want to see would be Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers, Charlie Crockett, Whiskey Myers. Yeah.
Oh, in 2021, they had more than 30,000 people. You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Am I crazy? I mean, even if it's 60,000 this year, like, what?
The lineup wasn't as stacked in 2021, though.
They canceled it in 2022?
I also see people didn't get to go, so they're, like, you know, really,
actually,
really ready for this one.
Take that back. It was pretty stacked in 2021 as well. You had Midland.
This says after a disastrous showing last summer, that would be referencing 2021, that included long lines and a severe lack of water for attendees amid blazing heat, the Railbird Festival will take a pause in 2022.
They had to cancel a concert.
Because they couldn't handle 30,000 people at Keeneland in August of 2021.
I mean,
is Kentucky just
poor?
Yes.
I mean, stupid. I don't like what. I don't know. Pick your words. What in the world? They're literally making these guys stay in dorms.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, you've made the NCAA tournament. Your dream has become a reality. One of your big season goals. Ball State, you have won your conference tournament, and now you're rewarded with a trip to horse country, mm-hmm. Lexington, Kentucky, the bluegrass state. In your first game, you'll get to try and knock off the 12 seed Kentucky Wildcats from the vaunted SEC. And here's your meal plan voucher and your dorm room to stay in. Are you kidding me?
It is not a joke.
I mean, it's not like it's not like this is Alaska either. It's like I'd rather stay at a hotel an hour away than have to stay in a dorm. Is there nothing like outside the city? Is there not a?
They could be nice dorms. I don't know.
Holiday Inn somewhere.
It could be newer, nicer. Might be better than a hotel. Doubt it. Indiana did not immediately respond to a request for comment. West Virginia and Ball State did say they will stay in the dorms. It has to be within 30 miles of the venue, the hotels. And Kentucky could not secure the required number of rooms, so they've offered 3 on-campus residence buildings near the stadium. Great.
Good Lord.
These are apartment-style residence facilities, which would be exclusively occupied by the competing team with expansive dining options. They also apparently found rooms in Louisville if you wanted to go 65 miles the other way. And the teams, I think, said, no, we'll stay on campus. We don't want to drive back and forth. I just thought that was the whole thing. Who was the team last year that would have hosted, but their stadium wasn't big enough? And now we got Kentucky like, oh, yeah, sorry. We don't care about the hotel requirements. That old Mitch Barnhart's got a little too much pull these days.
Yeah, like that's just crazy. Huh.
Chris tweets in and says, apparently Tennessee booked hotel rooms last year in case they were hosting this year.
Yeah.
To make sure they'd have them.
Yeah. That's so, called planning.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that. Hey, they didn't have any faith. They didn't believe.
Does not make any sense.
They didn't cat leave. Blue leaf? I don't know.
Railbird.
That was a pretty good looking. What? How much?
They
are tickets?
Got in big trouble in 2021. Apparently, they weren't letting like you could because people had like a 1 day pass, and if they left, they couldn't get back in, and they wouldn't let you bring even water in.
And then they ran out.
And it was taking hours to get like concessions, and it was in August. So those people were like, you know, so now they exhaustion.
So now they've moved it up to June.
And at a festival like that, alcohol's not all they're doing.
And a different
What are you saying, bro?
At a concert like Railbird, probably a lot of shrooms going around. I mean, they're a bunch of hippies.
Shrooms.
This was some random stuff, probably at somewhere
it
like that.
It said it sold out in record time, but I still can't find how many people that means. I mean, it can't be more than 60,000.
Tickets, I mean, they were all the. Because I remember when the tickets went on sale about 6 months ago.
This can't be right. This says a 2-day general admission pass is $1,000.
That's like face value? Or like a resale thing.
Yeah, it's on StubHub. Yeah,
that's resale.
$1,000 for a 2-day festival? Is that insane? Like, that seems insane to me.
Have you been to a concert lately?
Yeah. Not a festival.
I think my buddy's got tickets for like $400 for the weekend.
The daggum Aerosmith tickets behind the stage are pushing $300 at Thompson Bowling. That's straight from the ticket office. That's not even at once somebody's gotten them and reselling them. That's for two bands.
$1,000? For 2 days of music in Kentucky? I guess if you're a diehard of one of those, you know. Like
Tyler Childers. Only problem is he was better when he was on drugs.
It's funny how that works out. Real high on drugs.
Zach Bryan's good. Charlie Crockett's going to be the underrated star of the show, if you ask me.
Yeah, I've never heard of any of these
buddy,
people.
Oh my gosh. We're listening to some Charlie Crockett today.
No.
Yes.
I have a music-free policy today. We're on a mission, Hickman. A mission. We're not going to be out there goofing off. Except when we stop at Bucky's. How about them cats, huh?
How embarrassing.
I just don't, like, why did the NCAA say, oh, yeah, that's fine, sure. Like, that's, I thought that was part of the rules. You have to be able to, the
maybe
stadium has to be big
maybe
enough.
Maybe it's not a hotel thing. Maybe it's just a stadium.
Thought that was the rules, but what do I know?
I mean, how, I'm pulling it up.
What?
How many people are fitting their daggum football stadium? Their football stadium holds 61,000.
Yeah.
So, like, are there no hotel rooms at all every time Kentucky plays a football game? Or do they just never have 61,000 people show up?
Probably a lot of local commuters.
I guess. It's embarrassing. And if you know it's a problem, like, yeah, you gotta have a deal with the your. Like, don't you have a sponsor or something that, like, that's connected with your university? You know, like the one of the chain hotels or something?
You would think so. Or, you know, do what smart schools do and just reserve them every year just in case.
Well, I mean, it's not like Kentucky, they were good right out of the gate this season. Like, didn't somebody, when they won their first SEC series, go, hey, you know, we might host this year. Might
well, and especially in a
rooms.
Situation like this, like, you're not, you know, you don't have to reserve the entire hotel.
Yeah, how many hotel rooms is three baseball teams? Not that many.
Well, I think they do have to be in separate hotels for, you know, late night shenanigans, okay, things like that. But
probably 15 rooms, probably
maybe
20
a little
rooms
more
each.
Yeah. It depends on, I don't know what the travel roster is for baseball. But what is, isn't it like 42 or something? So maybe you can travel with 40, so there's 20 rooms plus your coaching staff. 27, 30 rooms. It's a floor.
You're taking about 60 people probably.
It's weird, man.
Sad.
Kentucky.
I mean, it would be normal for if it's some rando team out in the middle of nowhere that just, you know, got to host because they had a magical season.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make fun of somebody like that.
Well, that's kind of Kentucky. Like, they weren't very good last year.
They've never been good, have they?
But it's this Lexington. It's like a top 100 media market.
Well, their baseball team's never been good.
Yeah.
But still, like, there's not that many fans coming. Like, fans book up the hotels. Like, the West Virginia baseball fans, you know, all 14 of them.
Well, I think Kentucky's problem is, I mean, it's not like they have three mid-majors in their region.
Mm.
They do have two Power 5 programs in their region that are somewhat, like, close geographically speaking, I guess.
But wouldn't you have booked the team hotels at least before the bracket comes out?
Yeah.
So, like, you shouldn't have to fight with Ball State, Indiana, or West Virginia fans. This would have already been a problem.
Yeah, and Ball State's close too.
I guarantee you somebody at Kentucky was supposed to do this and, like, literally just forgot. And the bracket came out and they were like, okay, let's find some hotels, and then there weren't any.
Oops.
And if they'd have just done it a month ago, it'd have been fine.
Kentucky Proud Park holds 5,000 people.
It's just not that many people. Huh.
Kentucky Proud Park.
Not very proud about this, idiots.
Burn.
FanDuel Sportsbook is now...
Phone calls are brought to you on the Big Orange. Philly phone lines, 865-546-8200. If you want to join the program.
What characters would we be?
See, I feel like you're going to spoil this even worse for Houston and then
He's
others.
He's trying.
Nah. I'm Roman. I've already decided that.
You're Roman.
Maybe a little less weird, but more weird.
He's a little
in other ways.
Less weird than you are?
No, oh, I'm okay. Less weird.
Okay.
Also, for those listening, every bumper today will be a TV show intro. So.
Oh,
all right. Well, there we go.
Finally got them all taken care of, huh?
Well, I forgot to do one. I really wanted to do, but whatever.
We'll roll
well,
with
we
it.
Got, we got time.
All right, we got Matt on the horn today. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
Morning, guys.
Morning, bud.
Hickman, I've got to defend season 1-4 of Game of Thrones as the best show of all time. It's not ever to be eclipsed. Now, you could argue 5, 6, 7, and 8 started to go downhill. I'll give you that. But Succession doesn't hold a candle to Game of Thrones.
I don't know. I feel like Succession season 1 is better than Game of Thrones season 1. I mean, outside of the last episode of season 1, like Game of Thrones was very slow that first season. Like seasons 2 through 5, I'll even put 6 in there. I'll agree, probably the greatest peak any TV show's ever had. But the drop-off was very very bad.
It's just
it was
hard.
Bad. See, it's
hard to compare.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's hard to compare. I mean, one is
two different shows.
Yeah, one has action and tons of plot and is, you know, has I don't even know what to call it, fantasy elements, I guess. I don't know, like
yeah.
things that don't exist.
Game of
no,
Thrones
dude, dragons are real.
season 1 of Game of Thrones was my favorite season. Dragons are real. That makes me think of Weezer, and you guys were talking about them earlier because I used to play Dungeons and Dragons with Weezer playing in the background back in the day.
There you go.
Let's go.
D&D.
You guys ever role play?
No.
No.
Oh, what a, you guys are too cool, aren't you?
I never
played D&D. Either.
I know some people who do play, and they love it. I just never.
Well, I don't play anymore. I mean, I'm 45.
Matt,
45.
You can tell us if you still play a little D&D.
I role play, but it's in the bedroom, boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't doubt that.
Wait, did you go see the new movie that just came out?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I don't get out much anymore, guys.
Mm.
Let me ask you all this. This with Kentucky just basically dropping the ball. Tennessee's got or going to have here in the next 3 years. Three unbelievable baseball stadiums within 12 miles of each other. Why can't we host some kind of special super regional or whatever? Seems like a perfect location to go, right?
Well, they've talked about doing something in early in the season, like the Tennessee Classic, where you play at Lindsey Nelson, downtown Smokies, and then up in Sevierville. Kind of like what Tennessee did in Arizona this year, where there's quite a few different venues, and you get... I can't remember how many teams were in that, 8 to 12 teams, and you do just kind of a
I think they're just
round
four.
Robin. Was it just what?
Yeah, it was Grand Canyon, Arizona, us, and the one small school we beat.
I thought there were more, but we didn't play them all.
Oh, no. Actually, you're right. Michigan was there, too, weren't they?
Yeah. We never played them.
Well, it's going to be kind of odd having three baseball stadiums. I'm still trying to figure out what they're going to do with Smoky Stadium full time, but I guess we'll
have
to see.
Have they made a
up.
Decision on that?
A little concert venue wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, I think you've said that. I think I also heard they might turn it into an AAU type facility for travel ball teams and stuff. But I think they already got a big one up in Sevierville for that, don't they?
Cal Ripken.
Yeah,
they got the Cal Ripken experience up there. It's weird because. That whole area on 407 is developing. If you look over the next 5-10 years, that place is going to be nuts. So it just shocks me that they're moving to downtown Knoxville. I mean, I get the idea of moving to downtown, but you're going to have Bucky's opening up. You've got the Cherokee Indians are putting a convention center right next door to that, which is quote-unquote a convention center that's probably going to be a
casino.
Gambling. Yeah, casino within 10 years once they legalize it. So,
yeah, some type of small theme park and like mini golf, bowling alley. It's going to be kind of crazy.
Some entertainment.
Yeah. All right, guys. Not much, man. Just I got to defend Game of Thrones, man. Nate, Game of Thrones season one, best season or no?
I really like season one. When I rewatched it, I appreciate it so much more. I've told Hickman this. He's just one of these young people that needs
CGI.
Blood and guts, you know. And
I don't
just,
need blood and guts.
There wasn't as much action in season one. It was more about the
it was
know,
character
the
development,
the
plot development. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There was a lot of scheming and a lot of drama.
Right, right.
It was just different. So,
if you guys want to, when you get done today or at some point you're just bored at the house, look up on YouTube Supercut Delight. And watch his season 8 breakdown of Game of Thrones where the writers drop the ball. It's probably the best video I've ever seen. It's just it just simplifies how bad they screwed up. Supercuts to Lights.
I'll do that.
Supercuts to Lights. All right, I'm putting that in here.
Well,
so
the directors
forget. Thank you.
They were kind of out, weren't they? Because they got hired to do that Star Wars. And then they got fired from that, right? Didn't they get?
I think they did.
Yeah.
Ned was still the best character, in my opinion. Maybe of the entire thing. At least, like, when it comes to just my own level of likeness I had for him.
Likeness?
You know what I mean.
Appreciation.
Yeah, appreciation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was going for. Man, it was really tragic when all that went down.
I know.
But it was such a great...
The fact that Ned ended up CEO of Waystar, jeez.
Talk about your all-time arcs.
In the netherworld.
Cress would be Connor.
I was wondering, why would he be Connor? That doesn't make any sense.
Goofballs.
Connor has no, he's not even in reality.
I could run for president.
Yeah.
His house is pretty cool.
Who would Chris be?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, there's not a.
Ooh, Chris is Kendall.
Yeah, have all the opportunities and just blow it over and over again.
So Rick Barnes is Kendall.
Okay. Where did that come from? Mr. Celtics.
I'm just happy they got it to a game 7.
Now that the there you go.
Happy they got it to a game 7.
I don't know if I want them to still fire Joe Mazzulla now or not. I definitely don't want to see Jaylen Brown ever again.
I feel like Chris is kind of Stewie. I mean, he just, you know, just kind of finds the path, just right there, ready to be.
Yeah,
it's hard to even have this.
He's got a good beard.
That's true. Good beard.
He does have a really good beard. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to figure
Doesn't
Stewie out.
Doesn't take himself too seriously, you know?
But is just loaded.
You know who makes in? You know who has a big role later on, what actor does?
No.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He is... Don't look anything up, but he has a huge role in the final season and a half, I guess.
That is not who I thought you were talking about.
And
okay.
Adrian Brody makes an appearance.
I have seen him on some of like the credits and stuff, like when I read about it.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have to finish it and then we can do these types of fun things. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Does your business need storage space? Do you need someone to safely deliver your product to you or your customers? With almost 40 years in the industry, East 10 Warehouse and Distribution is the preferred source for third-party logistics. Our solutions include warehousing, inventory management, order fulfillment, pick and pack services, and cross-dock services. Contact East 10 Warehouse and Distribution at 865-521-6143 or visit them online at east10warehouse.com.
It's the little openings and closings.
I know what it is.
I've just never heard it that clearly, you know. I've never experienced it.
You could have got the one that didn't have the rocks hitting each other.
No.
Okay.
Up next, the House of Dragon theme song. which is the same
thanks
thing.
Thanks for spoiling it for everybody else.
I'm just
else.
Kidding. That was a joke. They're the same thing.
Same thing.
Which I'm glad they
When's
did
that.
When's
that coming back?
Probably 2 years.
When my children
this
are
This is what
adults.
Happens. They have a good first season. They start to make a little money, and then it's going to take them 4 years to come out with the next season. Because they got to get all the CGI, and the new actors and actresses got to come in. They got to find filming locations, and they got to deal with writer strikes. Pfft. Whatever. Is that still going on, by the way?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I just don't
It's a pretty big deal, the old writer strike.
Yeah? Really?
Well, they're not getting paid enough, I don't think. Not appreciated. Good to know.
So Matt said Supercut Delights, but Supercut's Delight, but I don't know which.
Said Season 8 Game of Thrones.
Okay.
What, are you going to watch it during the show?
No.
You're going to bookmark for later.
Yeah, I was trying to pull it up so I would have it for later.
Do you really want to watch that? Like, do you want to go in and have some guy break down really how bad it was?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
See, there's different ones. So I don't, you know. There's one called Fixing Game of Thrones Season 8. There's one called Season 8 Being Devoid of Logic Part 1 and Part 2.
I bet that's it. He said it was about how bad they just completely messed it up with the writing.
There's a How Game of Thrones Should Have Ended. That might be that's by different people, though. Everything Game of Thrones Season 8 Did Right by Supercuts the Light.
Is that like a 35-second video?
37. I don't know. Hard to compare Game of Thrones to anything not in that genre.
Like, I don't really remember at the time, but, like, did any other show captivate the world the way that Game of Thrones did? Like, is it the most watched series, like, live?
Probably.
I just don't, like when...
It definitely
like,
would
people
kind of
went back and found Sopranos, and they were like, wait, this is really, really good. And, like, some people obviously watched it as it came out. Same thing with The Wire, Breaking Bad, so on and so forth. But, I mean...
I think if Game of Thrones had come out before you could watch it on demand, it definitely would have been. But, I mean, there were still some people that were like, oh, yeah, Game of Thrones is Sunday night. I'll watch it Monday, Tuesday. You know, they were, like, watching it in real time, like, week to week.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not, like, in the actual moment. Whereas when some of those others came out, you had to watch it in the moment or you didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the actual stats, but, no, I feel like it did captivate the premium style show more than any
other
show.
I don't remember what city it was, but it was how many episodes were there in season 8?
I don't know, 6.
So maybe it was like the 4th or 5th episode when everything's like coming to, you know, there was that really long, like, it felt like an hour where everyone's just kind of sitting around talking, and then the battle scene starts.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said it was really too dark.
Yeah.
Remember that whole debacle?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lady, and she was filming the apartment building across, like, from hers. And every other room in the entire apartment complex was watching Game of Thrones. Because all, like, the lighting would change in sync as the scenes changed. And it had to be over 100, you know, rooms in this building, and everybody was watching Game of Thrones. Like, I don't know, other than like a sporting event, where that would be the case.
Yeah.
I don't even think a sporting event would get it these days.
Like, maybe the Super Bowl? Maybe?
I saw some stats on some stat that Yellowstone had broken some record. I don't know. Is that one?
Too bad it's went downhill.
Oh, has it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like bad?
It's gotten pretty bad after season three. It's really went downhill.
It's a shame. So that's one that didn't hold up then.
I mean, if we really think about it, I'd say few shows actually do hold up over
time.
I
don't disagree with that.
See, Taylor Sheridan, he also was the writer for Sons of Anarchy. Mm. And everybody says it went downhill. So he's kind of the common factor there. But he does really good stuff with movies. I don't know if you've ever seen any of his movies, but he can do a damn good movie.
Hmm.
He's done Wind River.
Never saw it.
Hell or High Water.
Mm-mm.
And Sicario.
Mm-mm.
He was the writer for Sicario.
I like that.
Director for Wind River and writer for Hell or High Water, I believe.
Good to know.
I'm out on HBO.
Officially? What do you do? Press it then, tough guy.
I did. Now it's asking me would I rather pause it.
Interesting.
Uh-oh,
they're going to get you. And then you're going to get a phone call. They're going to be like, what can we do to sweeten the deal and make sure you stay on board?
I mean, is there anything coming up? What do you think, Hickman? Anything on the... Ooh. They don't even call it HBO anymore. I can't even talk about this app.
It's just Max.
Max.
I will say, I think they do put out the best movies on their monthly releases.
Hmm.
No. Let's see. New movies.
Yeah, but movies, like, you can find them in 10 different places. I don't know if you necessarily need... Max. Why did they... You know you have to download a new app, too?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
HBO
I
Max
did.
Is now Max, but it's like, why didn't you just leave the app and change the graphic? It's the same thing. Just taking up storage space on my TV. It's an outrage.
They're putting the 50 Shades series on there.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
thanks, thanks,
I mean.
Man.
Ooh, they're putting Jackie Brown on there?
That's a good one.
Monsters versus Aliens.
Mm.
Moonlight. It's a weird movie.
When does your Secret Flower Killer movie come out?
October. I can't wait.
It's not till October?
Yeah.
Oh.
I am as excited. Like, that movie, it's like sitting around waiting on, like, opening weekend of college football for me. That's how excited I am for that movie. That'll be a theater job on opening night if I've ever seen one.
So you're going to go, night one?
Probably, yeah.
You going to dress up?
No. Dress up as a guy.
A cowboy.
It's not really a cowboy movie.
It kind of is. It's like, you know, Western. Western theme. You're telling me no one's going to be riding a horse in this entire movie?
Oh, there'll be a lot of horses.
Exactly.
Looks like I got about 5 days left till I officially cancel. So if there's anything on HBO, I've just got to watch. Let me know.
If you want to get really weird with it, please watch White Lotus.
Don't watch that. Hickman, have you seen The Black Demon?
No.
Neither have I. It's a shark movie. Oh, 2 out of 10. Or 2 out of 5. Not very good.
I watched Jaws over the weekend.
I saw you tweeting about that. Always holds up.
I don't think there's a better movie to watch on Memorial Day weekend, you know, kind of like the unofficial kickoff of summer.
But it wasn't set around Memorial Day, was it?
No.
4th of July. But still, yeah, it's good.
Just, I mean, so good.
You scared of Jaws?
What?
You never really talk about it when we bring it up.
Jaws?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's only one of the greatest movies of all time.
I like Jaws.
It is a perfect 10. Like, some movies I would say are a 10 out of 10, but they're not entirely perfect. It just comes down to, like, personal enjoyment, 10 out of 10. I'd probably fix this, but I'm still going to give it a 10. Jaws, nothing I would change about it. Small town, beach vibes. Quint steals the show with his acting performance, mm-hmm. whatever his actor's mm-hmm. name is. The score by John Williams, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
Yep.
Only the best to ever do it.
You'd hardly ever really see the shark.
Until you do, and then you get a great dose of the shark.
You probably would.
It leaves you feeling fulfilled.
You probably would have seen the shark a lot more if they hadn't have made it sink in the bay when they were filming.
Had a lot of problems with that shark.
And it's cool to see something that's almost 50 years old that they've tried to recreate over the past five decades, and you can still look back at Jaws and be like, you know, for 50 years ago, that is still without a doubt the best one ever done. And it will never be topped. There will never be a shark movie that is better than Jaws.
Do you think at some point in the next 15 years they'll redo it?
They'll probably remaster it.
No, like, do you think, they'll redo it?
Probably.
I hope whoever does that doesn't just say, like, oh, yeah, just CGI everything.
Well, it's going to be a money grab, so, like, why not do it? Because you know people will go and see it.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm actually kind of surprised. I mean, because there's, you know, been other shark movies that have come out, like The Meg, which is all CGI.
Sharknado.
That doesn't count. Deep Blue Sea.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, bunch of sharks.
Yeah. They should do Jaws. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you'd cast it, though.
Yeah. We'll come back, kick off hour two next.